Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome, welcome once again to another live broadcast of Live Trading Talk with Oliver Velez. My name is Oliver Velez, of course, and I am your trader for life. Well, I believe this marks our seventh broadcast on this radio show, radio program, and I could not be more pleased. Your generosity is astounding as far as I'm concerned. You, your comments, your support of the show has just touched me in ways that words can't really express, and so I very much thank you. It obviously does take quite a bit of time and work to produce shows such as this. But as long as I believe that what I'm sharing is benefiting my traders and my various followers on the various networks that I maintain, I will continue to do this. And I do welcome your comments. I welcome your feedback. I welcome your questions. I welcome your ideas about where we can take things, what you would like me to cover or touch upon during some of the future broadcasts. But today we've touched upon a great many things, and today's topic is a very interesting one because in more ways than one it conflicts with something that I've been preaching for a very long time, at least in a certain way it does. But before we delve into today's subject matter, I do want to point out that today was a very interesting day in the markets. We had the much-anticipated FOMC Fed meeting. I believe the world anticipated that, correctly so, that the Federal Reserve of the United States were, the FOMC, they were ready and prepared to initiate the first 25 basis interest rate hike in almost a decade. And it is a step by the FOMC, an expected step, that does show a certain degree of confidence in the durability of the U.S. economy at the current moment. You don't raise when you think things are shaky. You raise when you think the economy can handle some tightening. And that's what happened today. We believed as a trading organization that the move to raise would generally be accepted as bullish. It would be looked upon, generally speaking, as an act of intelligence. It's something that was needed and also an act of confidence. We believed also that upon the initial announcement that the market would first probably drop very, very briefly, and that drop would create an intraday buying opportunity, which we certainly as a group took advantage of. And we played very nicely to the upside. I scored in front of hundreds of traders who were watching trade live on Periscope on my channel, which is trading day. That's not normal for me. For the most part, I tend to trade about 20 minutes of the day right off the open. I do make exceptions on FOMC days because it's so volatile in a somewhat predictable way. And we as an organization tend to have some of our best days on those FOMC meeting days. So today was no exception, and congratulations to all of my traders who did extraordinarily well today on the FOMC meeting. I am going to touch upon a topic today that is very controversial, and I actually intend it to be so. The title of today's broadcast is obviously How to Study the Right Way as a Trader. Now, if you've followed my work, my talks, my speeches, my writings, my books, my seminars for any length of time, you are probably very familiar with the fact that I am actually an avid criticizer of studying as it relates to trading. I am very and have been very fond of saying that you cannot study your way to trading success. That I have preached this message for many, many years, and I continue to teach it. I continue to preach it to this very day. That I am a believer that studying has a very small value. I will not go as far as saying that studying to become better as a trader has zero value, but I am telling you that it has a very small one. In many cases, studying to become better as a trader has almost an inverse effect on the trader's results. Many traders who attempt to study their way to a better consistency or a better level of profitability, they actually tend to become worse traders through their studying because they do not know what to study or how to study. They are also from the school of thought that it is possible to greatly or dramatically improve what you're doing through studying. And that is not the case. Now, if done properly, can study aid you in any way? Yes, it can. Not in big ways, but in small ways. In fact, most things can only improve you in small ways, and it's required that you do the entire collection of these individual things that can inch you toward being a better trader. But before we delve into the actual topic of studying, let me just make myself extraordinarily clear here that nothing will ever replace doing. You see, the true form of studying is the study of you during a trade. The greatest leaps in your advancement as a trader is going to come from not the study of the market, not the study of a tactic or a technique, not the study of stocks or charts, but the study of you. Are you in the middle of a trade? Who do you become the moment you put money at risk? What do you do? Why are you not able to follow a few simple rules and guidelines the moment you open up a trade? Why? The study of that why is what creates the opportunity for a trader to go to that state we so affectionately call mastery. But the world believes that it is the study of a technique or a tactic or a system or a method or the market itself, the study of companies. They believe that this form of study is what can get you there. And that the more you study, the greater the odds that you will be better. When in fact, the more you study those things, the lower the odds that you're actually going to consistently do the right thing. And so this is where my my historical disdain for the topic of study has come from. It is not that study has zero value. It is that the vast majority of traders are studying incorrectly. They're studying the wrong thing. They're looking outside of themselves for the answer when the answer is inside of themselves. They are not conducting a study or a critique or a thorough analysis of the self, the trader. They are looking outside of the trader, outside of the self, as if the answer is there and that they are searching for the answer in something outside of themselves. The magic elixir is out there somewhere. And the more I study, the closer I will become, come to discovering that magic holy grail. This is not the way, traders. If true studying of a tactic or a technique, if applying time, hours upon hours at night when the market's not operating, if just spending those hours in studying or back testing a method was really the key, then it would be the librarians of the world who would be the billionaires. It would be the great professors of the world who would be our billionaire market participants. It would be the bookworms. It would be those who just have a natural talent of memorization. They study things and remember them. They would be our billionaires as far as the market is concerned. If studying were the key or the answer, then those who study the best, not those who do the best, those who study the best, would be our great successes. But is that the case in the real world? No, it is not. In fact, the masters that you find, and they are not many, they are few and far between, but the masters you find actually do very little studying. In fact, most will probably tell you they don't study. Although what they're really saying is they do not study in the traditional sense of the word. But there is a form of study. There is a style of study that can inch you forward, not by great leaps and bounds, but sometimes just the smallest of tweaks can have an exponential impact on your progress as a trader. And so today, I am going to talk about the proper form of study. But let's approach what is proper. Let's approach this proper through the process of negation. Let's arrive at what is right by first discovering what is not right, okay? A very popular form of study that I see and have heard about for many years, traders undergoing hours upon hours, is back testing a tactic or a technique or a method or a strategy. And traders who get into this mode are very serious. They are serious. They always appear very intelligent because back testers have to have a certain degree of technological acumen. They almost look upon the methods as in a condescending way. Let's see if this pulls up to my back testing scrutiny. And they have this sense of enormous pride in their back testing approaches, and they can talk the very best of games about their back testing. They're very quick to punch holes into anything that you talk about as having some validity because they are the expert back testing, back testers, and very few things have ever satisfied all of their back testing requirements. They're hole finders in everything. And this form of studying, it is a form of studying, typically goes on for years. Some traders never get out of the back testing mode. They forever remain stuck in this world of just looking at the past, as if that was going to make them do the right thing in the current present. That if I study the past enough, that when I'm ready to live life for real in the moment, I'll be good. I'll be sharp. I'll be intelligent. Why? Because I'm an expert at studying what already happened. But you see, the problem with this form of study is that it eliminates or removes entirely the most important element of trading, your psychology. You have nothing at risk looking backwards. You have nothing on the line that can get all the juices in your system flowing. No perspiration starts forming at the tip of your nose or in the palms of your hands back testing. You don't have butterflies. No, check that. You don't have elephants dancing around in your stomach the moment you take a back test. This does nothing for the individual self. This does nothing to improve the trader. But again, they will tell you that the idea about back testing has nothing to do with me. And how interesting is that? They will admit that. That my back testing activities are not about me. They're about the item that I'm back testing. And there's the second flaw. Because you can back test and find something that back tests extraordinarily well. Something that through your back testing has proven to be viable, a money-making thing. But then whose hands are going to be wrapped around that money-making back-tested thing? What individual is going to be the operator of that back-tested thing? You see, it's always the individual, it's always you that gives the power, the flavor, the life to a tactic or a technique or a strategy or a method. The moment you put your hands around a method, it takes on your characteristics. It is no longer the method without you. It's a mixture. It's a concoction now that involves and possesses all of your demons, all of your flaws, all of your strengths, all of your ideas, all of your beliefs. You flavor your approach. You give it power. Put a tactic, write out a tactic, and put it on the kitchen table and tell me what it does. What does that tactic, back tested or not, need in order to operate in the market? It needs you to do something. It needs you to take the tactic and you to execute it, you to follow the rules, you to follow the tactics guideline, back tested or not. End of the day, it's always you. So what is a more appropriate form of study? It is to take this tactic, whether it's back tested or not, and to actually experience trades in the now with it. Not in the past. In the now. To execute a trade with this tactic that you want to try. right now to open a trade with it and to attempt to follow the guidelines correctly. And then at the end of the trade, to go over each component of the trade, the identifying of the opportunity, check. The entry after the identification of the opportunity, check. The initial protective stop, check. The add, if you add it to the play anytime subsequently, check. The adjustment of a point, if you adjust it subsequently, check. The taking of partial profits or all of the profit, if that has happened subsequent to your entry, check. Every component of a trade then must be studied. So the past that has the greatest degree of value for your study is your past. Traders, try to get what I'm laying down here. The value of studying a blank past is close to zero. But the value of studying the past that comes from you, your past, has the highest level of value. So your learning happens in two phases. You are learning as the trade is live, in the moment, in the present, in the now. You are trying to remain conscious. You are trying to study yourself while in the trade. If you are nervous, be aware of that. Why am I nervous? I have already placed my stop. Why am I nervous if I have accepted the loss at the stop point already before I've taken the trade? Why am I more nervous now that the stock is moving in my desired direction? I'm actually up in the trade and I'm more nervous than when I was down in the trade. Why is that? You're studying yourself during the trade. You are monitoring yourself during the trade. At every point where you're called to action, you are watching yourself, whether you hesitate or not, whether you are doubting or not, whether you are guessing, whether you feel that you know, whether you are late to the buy or sell button, or whether you are freezing. All of this you're studying during the trade. And then there's a second phase of study that will help you progress, which is the brief period after the trade has been closed. That closed trade is now a part of your personal history. That is a part of your life. You lived the moments of this particular trade. You lived every moment of this particular trade. In fact, without your presence, without your existence. And so now, from this safer, more protected, perched position of being out of the trade, you analyze it again. You study this trade that you just completed again. Or maybe you don't do it immediately after, you do it at the end of the day, or maybe you collect them and do it at the end of the week. I prefer at the end of the day. And you relive every single moment, every single action, every single adjustment, every single tweak. You relive it, but with new, different position of not being in the trade, more awareness, steadier, more astute. And these two worlds are what you study. You study the now while in the trade, yourself into two components: the individual who is actually responsible for the actions of the trade while the trade is going, but be the watcher. Be a studier of that individual who is responsible for the actions during the trade. Split yourself into two components. Split yourself into two presences. Split yourself into two beings. Become more of the higher one that is the onlooker. Go there. And now study the actions that the other entity is doing. Discover and study what the other entity that you've split yourself from, study what that T is feeling. And then later after the trade, put them back together, all right? And now relive the trade again. Relive it step by step. You're searching for something that you did not see during the trade, and you'll find it. You're looking for something that was missed, and you'll find it. You're looking for something that should have been done, and you'll find it. And when you find it, you make a physical note of it. Now, the moment you cast this of study awareness on the present and on your past, not some random past that you weren't a part of, do that one time. Do that cycle once. And I am telling you, you are never the same trader again. It might be imperceptible for a very long time, but something through the process of applying these two stages of awareness to your trade, during and right after, changes you. You out of those two experiences knowing something you did not know before, realizing something you did not realize before. Something has happened, and it might take a long time for this little tiny something to manifest itself in some outward appearance. But get this, the very next time you do it, you've tweaked so slightly again and 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 again until one day these accumulated tweaks, traders, this constant and continual application of the two forms of awareness, the two styles of study, which involve you. You are not just studying a stock. You are not just studying a market. You are studying you in a stock. You are studying you and the market. This is the highest form of study you can conduct. It's the only form of study that you can expect something positive to come out of. You can't look at the market over the last year and you weren't there, expect that to mean something. How often heard the wise saying that experience is the best teacher? So if that is true and we accept that notion, that nothing teaches better than experience, then why would one expect to look at a past that does not involve your experience and expect to derive some benefit from that? The past that means something is the past that includes your experience. If you weren't there, it doesn't mean anything. There's no psychic connection. There's no personal involvement. It's for naught. And I run up into traders every single day of my life who don't get it. They never will get it. As a matter of fact, some of them have, I don't know, what is it? Some of them have such a pride in this process of studying charts and spending hours robbing their family of time as if it's making a difference. Some of them take it so far that they become frightened of actually ever taking a real trade because they become so accustomed of the safety and the comfort of taking false ones, of taking ones based on the past. It doesn't work that way. Now, yes, of course, I've heard things like Oliver, well, you know, if you don't know the past, is history is important. History helps define where you are now, what you are. Yes, it does. History is very important. But your history. Not some history you read in a book. I mean, how many of you fell asleep in history class? You weren't there. So what? You know, the Plymouth Rock story, and that's so what? You weren't there. You didn't live those experiences. But how vibrant is it when you speak to someone who's lived through something and they're now revealing their history to you? That's exciting. That's special. So history is important, but your history. And so here's the thing. You must begin today to create your own history. You must create your own past. And get this, you can create a wrong one. You can create a history that is so messed up that you will lose every possibility that ever existed of coming out on top and being a success at this. You can mess it up. Oh, yes. Look at any individual who has a horrible history. Most people who have horrible histories in life are messed up for life. You can make a series of just horrific decisions that creates a path that you can't overcome. Oh, yes, you can. I'm telling traders all the time, be very weary. Be very careful of whom you expose yourself to. Because that person, that guru, that so-called mentor, if the wrong person is going to be a part influence on how you create your future, which is really how you create your past, which leads to your future. You see, guys, what we do right now has an impact on what will be. You see, Providence has not given us dominion or power over what has happened. That's gone forever. It is only sustained by a memory in the mind. It does not exist anymore. But many people want to try to affect their future. They want to try to influence their future, but that cannot be done directly either. We have not been given dominion or power by the powers that be to go into the future to influence it, but it can be influenced. The past cannot be influenced or changed. The future can, but not directly. It can now. What you do now as a trader is inextricably intertwined with some future point in the future. String the wrong nows together, ladies and gentlemen, and you will have one of the ugliest futures that your little warped mind could ever fathom. Stringing together the right nows creates the right tomorrows. Not only just as a trader, as a human being. You must watch what you do now. And I believe from a trading perspective, I always call it awareness. If you are aware the moment you take a trade, you're aware of you, you're identifying an opportunity right now. You haven't taken it yet, but you're identifying it. Be aware of that. That's something happening right now. You're formulating the idea of entering right here. Boom! Right now. That is happening right now. Be aware of that. That awareness at every step of the trade does something different to you. You are studying the now. You are studying yourself operating in the now. Oh, what a high state that is. How many people live completely unaware of their moments, unaware of their nows? They just let a bunch of nows just roll together, and that's called life. Without ever really consciously grabbing now, like grabbing a big fat chunk of now in both of your hands and looking at it consciously. What if you did that for a while? Can you imagine what your life would be a year after a year of taking control of your nows as a trader, as a father, as a human being? It's the only way to affect tomorrow. It's the only way to create tomorrow. But mark my words, your nows are going to create your tomorrows. Yes, your tomorrows are future nows, but your future nows, which we call tomorrows, they are created at every moment, whether you are consciously creating them, but they're being created. I say choose to consciously be the architect of your tomorrows as a trader. How? Being aware of every trade, every act of the trade you do right now. That's the highest form of study. That's the study that can take you a step further. The study of yourself. There is no grander study than the study of you under pressure, out of pressure, when you're called for the highest form of action. Studying yourself when you are called to do the most difficult thing, take the loss. That study. Go back to the ancients. Go back to Aristotle and Socrates and Plato. And look at their works. What did their life work boil down to? That the highest form of knowledge is the knowledge of self. We are looking for the answer outside of the self. Oh, man, Oliver's stuff is crap, man. I'm going over to Joe Schmo's shop. Oh, this tactic doesn't work, man. Don't even bother with that. I'm going to try this other tactic. But wherever you go, there you are. The sole entity that really determines everything. Do you know that a master trader could take the crappiest tactic or method, the most unfounded technique, and make money with it? It's not, the magic is not that. The magic is in the self that grabs a hold of that ill-formed tactic or technique. I have demonstrated this. Okay, guys, with my traders, let's flip a coin. As a matter of fact, I'm going to do this tomorrow with my traders. It's a great reminder. Let's flip a coin. You guys flip a coin. Tell me heads or tail. And tails, I'll just randomly go short. Heads, I'll randomly go long. And watch me make money. I will make money 8-9 times out of every 10 with just a flip of a coin. That, what kind of system is that? It's not the system. It's me. Your losses are not to be blamed on some tactic or lifeless system. That thing can't even talk back to you. That thing has no mind of itself. It's you. You are the culprit, or you are the benefactor. So which one's it going to be? Can back testing have a little bit of value? Yeah, okay. If you want to back test a couple of tactics to decide on which one you want to now start living with in the moment, taking trades with, okay, fine. Knock yourself out. All right? But understand that no progress is going to start until you work with really trading. And you have to, listen, guys, the trades on a demo don't count. The trades on a live account or on a simulator. Here's the difference between a demo and a simulator. A simulator is designed to create the same emotional tie to having something at risk. A demo, you have nothing at risk. Just anybody's demo that has no structure to it has, you can, I don't care how much money you make on a demo, it doesn't count. But if you have something to lose, that's not a demo. That's a simulator. It is simulating the real trading, which is the fear of losing something. My traders on the simulator, they can get demoted and now have less buying power to trade and have a harder time advancing now. Oh, shoot. I went from having $250,000 to trade back to $50,000 to trade. Oh, they can get demoted. My traders have a maximum loss per trading day. That the moment their daily loss hits that maximum, the system automatically kicks into auto robotic mode and liquidates at the market all of their open positions and then shuts their system down where it will not operate until the next morning. Imagine a trader getting shut down in the first 4 minutes of trading and now can't trade for the rest of the day. He's embarrassed in front of his trading peers. John, what are you looking at? I'm not really kind of looking at anything. I got knocked out today. What? It's like 6 minutes into the trading day, dude. You got knocked out. You lost everything you had to lose in 4 minutes. It'll make them never want to do it again. It'll make them get nervous about even when they're getting close to that daily number that they're not supposed to ever allow their account to touch. When you're trading with something to lose, it creates more of the real live trading scenario. It is those trades that count. Real live trading money or a really well-designed simulator that has demotions, advancements, daily shutdowns, weekly shutdowns. You can be shut off for the rest of the week if you hit the weekly number in our trading program. So, yes, if you want to backtest some of, you know, three or four different tactics or techniques and to just derive which to loosely come to a conclusion of which one you now want to start experiencing in your nows while being aware of every action, every move you take, and then reliving it one more time, two more times after the trade is finished, then so be it. That's fine. But don't ever think that's all you need. Don't ever think that that by itself is going to get you anywhere. It's not. And so this is why I have, for the last 20 years, preached from every perch, from every platform, from every podium, from every rooftop that I've been allowed to speak from. I've always preached that you can't study your way to trading success. I am talking about the normal forms of studying, the studying of the past that doesn't involve you, the studying of companies, the studying of sectors, the study of trading patterns, the study of different technical systems. Oh, I'm going to try, and someone asked me today, Oliver, do you use, what is it, delta wave? Do you use delta waves? I'm like, what the heck is that? No, I use the buy and sell button, dude. That's all. That's what I use. The buy button and the sell button. You know what I know about market movement. I don't know anything about some delta waves. What is that? You know, and that's another thing. The fancier the name, oh, the more intricate it is. Oh, the sexier it is. Oh, you really feel important then. You're studying something like that? When you're studying something that most people can't understand, oh, the psychological pride, the jolt that you get, the heightened level of pride that it's complex, sophisticated, fancy. Dude, it's just hilarious to me. It is. It's hilarious. No, the studying of charts, zero value, I won't go that far, but close to zero. You can study too long. When are you just going to do it and study your doing? Dude, I don't want to study theory. I want to study the real thing. When doctors are being trained, I mean, they actually work on cadavers, people who die and donate in their will, their medical will. There are medical wills, right? There are people who donate their body upon death to medical science. And these people become, some of these people become experimental cadavers for doctors in training. And they open up dead bodies. They hold in their hands real hearts, pumping and alive. But they work on, they're building experiences with the real darn thing. They don't have some Captain America doll on the operating table that they got from their, you know, 6-year-old kid who loves Captain America, and they're opening up the Captain America doll and pretending like it's real. Oh, this is a real body. Let's open up Captain America. It's my son's Captain America. I'll buy him another one. Come on. No, they're building experiences as doctors in training with real, real experiences with the real thing. That's what you should be doing. And you're trading. 90% of what you should be doing is that. Building real experiences with real trades that have something to lose, whether it's a simulator or a real money. I told you one time, I got seriously into golf for about, I don't know, maybe like 5 years. Crazy. I mean, I really got insane. I succumbed to that same nonsense. Man, I had like 2,000 golf books, videos, all kinds of machinery. At the end of the day, it was all about getting out there and playing. Getting your ball in the rough, you know, taking that long putt, chipping out of the sand millions of times. Yeah, in the beginning, I had a knack for just finding every single sand trap on the course. Oh, the sand traps knew me well. Hey, Oliver, how are you doing, buddy? It's been about 8 minutes, hasn't it? But I eventually got my score down to, I don't know, 78, maybe 78. But playing, when I began to progress, when I stopped all that reading and studying other players, dude, I started studying myself. I started filming myself take a swing. I set up a tripod at every hole, at every stroke, and I would film myself. Oh, yes. That's when I started to progress. I was studying myself doing it, not through a book. Guys, I have 5 books. I am the author of 5 books, and I will tell you that reading can't get you there. I don't care if that stops you from even buying my books. It just won't get you there. Doing it and then studying your doing, that is what gets you there. I had the most patient caller on the line here. I have no idea who it is. We'll find out if this is someone worthwhile speaking to at the moment. Let me see if I know how to do this, though, by the way. All right. 951, you're on the line. Thanks for calling in. What's your name?
My name is Dev. I was actually just listening.
Okay. Well, you actually called. Okay, so you called in and you're listening on the line. But where are you from, by the way?
I'm from Moreno Valley, California.
Oh, fantastic. Fantastic. And are you a trader or are you involved in the markets in some way?
Not at the moment. I actually been watching your videos and whatnot, and I wanted to actually sign up as a gift to myself for the new year. So that was my plan.
Awesome. Oh, well, that's fantastic. Well, I'm going to give you a very early welcome. I appreciate that, and we're definitely going to be here with you, so welcome to the family. Are you talking specifically about our Kickstart program?
Yes, sir.
Oh, fantastic, fantastic. That's a great way to do exactly what the name says, which is sort of to kickstart. It's not designed for you to stay there, but it's certainly designed for you to get the right foundation under your belt to start off right. As I was saying earlier in the broadcast, my friend, that you can start creating the wrong experiences, which basically means that you're creating the wrong past, which has an influence in your future, and this ensures that you're really going to start off the right way. So I'm very glad you decided to do that.
Thank you. I really appreciate that. And things that you've been saying in your past couple of shows have been really resonating with me, and especially showing us how to study the proper way. And I did not know that, so I'm learning a lot. So I really appreciate it.
Fantastic. Well, we're always here. You know how to reach me. We are having our Kickstart meeting tomorrow, so If you can, make sure you're able to attend that live. If you can't, we'll have the recording available for you. But, you know, I have those once or twice a month, and they're really like no miss. They're no miss events. So that's tomorrow at 11 p.m. Eastern. I know you're on the West Coast, but that's 11 p.m. Eastern. So try to make that, okay?
Okay, thank you. I really appreciate that.
All right, good
that.
Man. Fantastic, man. Welcome, okay. Welcome aboard. Welcome to the family. All right, fantastic, guys. We have another individual joining the revolution here, or evolution, depending upon how you want to look at it. Guys, for those of you who are not aware of this, you can call in if you like to ask a question, a trading-related question. Guest call-ins can call 323-642-1763. Again, the guest call-in line is 323-642-1763. Okay. You can also send, as a matter of fact, let me check that right now. I may have gotten a few emails that have come in, but you can also send an email to radio@ifundtraders.com with any questions that you'd like me to address on the air in the event that you might be a little shy on the air live, whatever, no problem with that. Okay. But there we have it, guys. You know, I get the topic of, what should I say? I get the topic of studying so frequently that I decided that it would be somewhat beneficial for me to dedicate an episode, to dedicate a broadcast to this specific topic, to really help individuals, or at least those who are interested in knowing what I believe is the right approach to studying, to give them guidance in that specific area. And so, in essence, traders, it is the doing and the studying of your doing with something to lose that's the only activity that can really make you progress. And I don't want you to forget that you must apply the two forms of awareness, the awareness in the now, and then post-trade awareness. That awareness is different from the awareness at the moment. That awareness is actually better. That awareness right after the trade or shortly after the trade, that awareness is higher than the awareness that operates in the moment. And so if you don't review your trades with this awareness, if you don't journal your trades like I require that my traders do, then you are not applying that very special awareness. You are not utilizing that very special awareness, which is the awareness that really catapults you toward trading mastery. Now, yes, it is awareness applied to the past, but once again, it is your past. And your past is the only past that matters. Your experiences are the only ones that matter. This is Oliver Velez coming to you live from Medellin, Colombia, actually. I am in South America at the moment and enjoying every minute of it, as I always do, traders. I discovered Medellin about 5 years ago when I was invited by the Countries Exchange in Bogota to speak at a three-day conference. And I was actually, after my talks at this conference in Bogota, I was actually heading to Sao Paulo, Brazil, to do another round of talks there. But I had a 4 or 5 day layover So my assistant, who was with me at the time, said, Oliver, listen, I hear so many wonderful things about Medellin. It's really like only an hour away. We have a four-hour layover. Instead of us spending it here in Bogota, why don't we experience another city, this great city I heard called Medellin? Well, I tell you that from the moment I stepped off the plane into a taxi, driving down into the city from the airport, stole my heart. This city is called the City of Eternal Spring. It is literally spring all year round here. And it is wonderful in every aspect. It is not a perfect city. It is not a perfect country. But what city and what country is? It is one of the largest metropolises in the world. I think it's like the 100th largest metropolis in the world. 70% of the United States flowers come from the Medellin region. The world is in love with the coffee that is produced here in Colombia, some of the best coffee in the world. The people have hearts of gold. The food rates for me around 7.5, maybe an 8, depending upon your taste buds or what have you. The restaurant scene, the lounge scene, the party scene is amongst the best in the world. Colombia was the first country in the entire world to produce a commercial airline in 1919. Now, I know Great Britain claims that British Airways was the first, and Colombia claims that Avianca was the first, but both countries had the world's first commercial airline operational in the year 1919. I believe that's the correct year. That's pretty advanced and crazy. When I speak so lovingly about Medellin and my experiences here with the people, the lifestyle, the weather, the food, the flowers, the species of birds you see, the greenery, the mountains, everyone initially comes up and says, Oliver, but isn't that the birthplace of Pablo Escobar? Yes, of course. But think of it this way. It is not the Colombia or the Medellin of, it is not the Colombia or the Medellin of the mid to late 80s, early 1990s. It was revolutionized, a completely revamped Medellin was known for having the largest light show in the world. It is known for having one of, if not the largest horse shows in the world. Colombia is known for its beautiful horses. It is known for having one of the biggest textile events in the world, one of the biggest fashion events in the entire world. It has the largest number of bird species in the entire world, one of the largest species of plants and flowers in the entire world. If you are an outside person and you like to bike or jog or mountain climb or hike, there is nothing better than this city. And in 2016, I will be having my first trader retreat here. Yes, so I am going to invite you to my beautiful city of Medellin. We're going to trade live together for a week. We're going to trade live during the mornings and enjoy the city in the afternoons into the evenings. And we're going to do it OV style. So be on the lookout for that, guys. I am in Brazil, Sao Paulo, at the end of January for what I consider to be a very, very exciting event. I haven't been there in a while. I am long overdue. So Brazil, get ready. I am on my way. Oh, yes. Oliver Velez, coming to you live from Medellin, Colombia. You are listening to Live Trading Talk with Oliver Velez. My name is Oliver Velez, of course, and I am your trader for life.